Thank you, Ian. If any of our listeners want to read more from the Norwich Seeker, their website is www.thenorwichseeker.co.uk. I'll now pass the microphone back to Gaynor for some more news stories.
Food, bagpipes, hedgehogs, fireworks and cyber attacks all featured in this week's news for the fine city. The Feed, a social supermarket, has helped 5,000 people since it opened in July 2022. The city's bagpipe band is not following the national trend as they are able to recruit new young bagpipe players. The safety of the city parks for hedgehogs has been questioned, but they won't be disturbed by a big fireworks display this year as it has been cancelled to save money. The cyber attack was on Roy's of Wroxham and their IT and delivery systems have been disrupted, so if you order from Roy's, there may be delays in your delivery. John will start with news from the Feed.
A city supermarket providing affordable groceries has managed to help 5,000 locals in just 1 year. The Feed's social supermarket in Hall Road opened in July 2022, with the ambition of supporting as many people as possible during the cost of living crisis. Locals are able to grab fresh fruit, vegetables, bread, toiletries and sanitary products for free, while items such as fresh and frozen foods, tins and cleaning products are on sale at prices lower than most other stores. The Feed also runs a community cafe kitchen within the same premises in Lakenham, with those behind the project initially expecting to help a few hundred families. But this soared to 5,000 in just 12 months, including families with young children, pensioners and people in full-time jobs. This scale demonstrates the level of need in our city for basics like food, advice and a community space to make connections, said Chief Executive Lucy Parrish. The store can be used by residents of NR1, NR2 and NR4, and membership is free. New members can apply by going to the shop or online at thefeed.org.uk/our-project/socksup.
City bagpipe blowers say their band is bucking a national trend, which has seen a decline in young musicians with many new recruits in training. Bosses at the City of Norwich Pipe Band, which has previously led the Lord Mayor's procession, say they are lucky to have a number of young children ready to pick up the pipes as the instrument's popularity declines nationally. National reports have suggested the instrument is losing popularity, with even the Scottish School Pipes and Drum Trust warning their instrument of choice is facing a silent decline. Pipe Sergeant John Welton says the instrument is thriving in the fine city, but new members are always welcome, with a recent performance at the Royal Norfolk Show attracting interest from some young pipers-to-be.
The safety of city parks for wildlife has been questioned after a hedgehog was found stranded in a disused pool in Wensum Park. Now people are wondering if there are ramps for animals in the ponds and water features that are in use in Norwich parks. On Sunday, July the 3rd, a person who lives in NR3 was walking through Wensum Park when they saw something small running around in the paddling pool. They said, "When I got closer, I saw there was a hedgehog. There were footprints all over the base, which told me it had been trying to escape all night. It looked healthy, just tired, so I helped it out and went on my way. But it did get me thinking about the safety of various ponds and features across the city." A spokesman from Friends of Wensum Park said, "The paddling pool will not be refilled again, but as the area is not used a lot, it's not often checked for things like trapped hedgehogs. Putting a small ramp would be a good idea until the area is redeveloped."
The city's main firework display is unlikely to return at any time soon. Council bosses have said, as they admit they face tough choices on spending. It has been 4 years since Norwich's popular Big Boom event was last held, and it is now not expected to come back for the foreseeable future. City Hall's new leader, Mike Stonard, said it was unfortunate, but the decision was necessary as the authority continued to address holes in its budget. This year, the Labour-led council was forced to find £6.2 million in cuts, with cancelling the fireworks savings around £33,000. He said there is a shortage of funds and the event budgets had to be cut back. The Big Boom last took place in November 2019, with the 2020 and 2021 events called off due to the pandemic. Last year's show was also cancelled to save money.
One of Norfolk's biggest independent retail chains is facing disruption after being targeted by a suspected ransomware attack. Roys of Wroxham said the cyber attack had affected its IT systems, causing problems in stores and meant it was unable to dispatch online orders. The company said it was undertaking an extensive forensic investigation to assess the full scope of the incident, including any potential data impact. We're currently experiencing some disruption to part of our operational IT systems following an IT security incident which occurred on Tuesday, July the 4th. Roys said it was working with third-party specialists as part of its assessment, but sought to reassure customers and suppliers that their data was secure. This investigation is in its very early stages, but whilst this is ongoing, we can reassure customers that we don't store any financial information relating to our customers, so this won't have been impacted, they said.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Gaynor Lord, and my colleague John Hoyle. Lorna Jesty and Mike Spivey are now going to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include a lot of advice from the information desk, one more set of news, and two more features.